M&M Live Radio is a copyrighted M&M Enterprise production and is not to be duplicated or broadcasted without the express permission of M&M Enterprise Productions.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world.
My name is Mia,
also known as M&M, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know it's M&M Live Radio. What's going on, family? Listen. We appreciate the love and support you show us every single time our voices hit the microphone. You feel me? Listen, I can't do the show by myself. I need my girl, Mia. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? What's good, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here on, you already know, it's M&M Live Radio. Now listen, let's go ahead and get this party started. Now of course you guys already know that your girls love us some Fridays, man. Okay, now listen, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to
go in and
blow up our notifications on Instagram by liking our pic. So with all that being said and done, here's a huge shout out to @Nidia_Amin on Instagram. And now listen, okay, be the first person, and I mean the first person, to shout us out or blow up our notifications on Instagram, and you could be next week's Follow Up Friday.
You know how we do this. Hashtag too many hashtags is coming up around the corner, where we give you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags. And get into this, y'all, okay? Imagine going to work and getting a little, you know, a little extra money, getting a little raise in your check, a little $5, $10, $100 here. But think about this. Imagine walking into work, your boss being so generous that they give you 2 first class tickets to wherever you want to fly to in the world, and $10,000 on top of that. Absolutely crazy, man. We're talking about that story in a little bit during hashtag too many hashtags. Now stay even closer than that, because we have your dose of encouragement not too far away, as my girl Mia is bringing her 1 minute inspiration.
And listen, man, we got a jam-packed show for you this week. We got a love and relationships conversation going up this week. And listen, y'all already know, your girls M&M, we're always and forever going to hold it down for the ladies, show our side of the conversation. But listen, fellas, we got you. We got the best of the best. Our male's perspective, Kimo Jones, will be here on M&M Live Radio.
Now get into this conversation right here, because like Mia said, we're talking about love and relationships, okay? Now it's all centered around this right here. If your partner still regularly talks to their ex, are they cheating?
Well, are they?
Are they cheating? We're asking this conversation to be had right here, right now on M&M Live Radio. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at M&M Live Radio, and slide on over to our Facebook one time at M&M Live Radio. Mia, but Mia, you got some good music for us.
Listen, you know I got some good music for you. Listen, man, I don't know if y'all heard, but I'm going to let y'all know right now. Don't Worry About It by Wande featuring Portia Love is being considered for a Grammy nomination. Ow. Shout out to our girls, man. Listen, prayers up for our girls. Listen, in the meantime, here's a song that's got every holy girl in the world jumping, man. Here's Don't Worry About It by Wanda featuring Portia Love. Then we're playing the birthday boy, Spencer Kane, after that. Keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know,
it's M&M Live Radio.
Yeah, hello, man, wait for it. I remember all night I used to pray for it. Me and they was on the grind like a skateboard. I look up to the sky any day, Lord. We ain't even know we was headed straight for it. Told her, got a message, kinda rando. This one for the people from the birds to the bando. Ain't no problem big enough that God couldn't handle. Came through, came loose, fully loaded with the ammo. So don't worry about it. See a hater do the swerve, know you heard about it. We been putting it.
Everybody about to know about
it. Everybody about to know. We was about that action, but we glad we let it go. He took me my highest when I kept my spirit low. They know we don't even care about who though. I listen to God, now we getting Pluto. I'm so glad I waited.
To know about it, yeah. Let me take it back so they get it. Talking 2013, if we get into specifics, me and Portia, we was linking, trying to hit them with the spirit. It was one day on the beat, back then they was sleep. Now you know it's time to eat, yeah. It's no division in the building, got the same goal. We on some different, we flowing to say so. They catfishing, they get a man, we rhythm them with the hooks to show them a better plan. Ay, looking fine, and he said, yeah, I like that. Be online, see the hate, we don't type back. Nah, cause if he said it, then it's done. Call it holy girl summer, cause we chillin' with the sun.
So don't worry about it. See a hater do the swerve, know you heard about it. We been putting in this work. When you talk this big and your wins this big, everybody about to know about it.
So don't worry about it. See a hater do the swerve, know you heard about it. We been putting in this work. When you talk this big and your wins this big, everybody about to know about it.
Yo, it's your girl Portia Love, and you are listening to Holla. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. Don't go nowhere. Period.
Love just felt so foreign. Last one had me broken, yeah. That's why I'm so shy. But I'ma hold you down, cause you turn me around. Cause you got my back. Down with the ones, so you up with the set. I love the way you love. Baby, you a jam, and I like that. Turn me around, cause you got my back. Down with the ones, so you up. I love the way you love. Baby, you a gem and I like that. She don't need a boss, but I'ma pay for it all. She been my queen since we met at 16. Always knew it. Dream of how to do it real big. Have her by my side to the end. I'ma make them more than something real, that's for certain. Sip on my feels, I'm still learning things up above. I did like the way it was. Love just felt so foreign. Last one had me broken, yeah. That's why I'm so shy. But I'ma hold you down, cause you turn me around. Cause you got my back. Down with the ones, so you up with the stack. I love the way you love. Baby, you a gem and I like that. Turn me around, cause you got my back. Down with the ones, so you up with the stack. I love the way you love. Baby, you a gem and I like that.
And I like that. And I like that, yeah. Oh, I like that.
Lifetime, needed with you, I see it, yeah. Blessings, savor, my heart is catered. I'll show you the world, tell me where you wanna go. You a special girl, and I wanna show you all. Let's go on a drive and get lost. We got every single moment, add into a story. We should write it down, just remind me in the morning. Tell me what you see, baby.
baby. Anything could happen to us, who you wanna be, baby. Love just felt so foreign, lost. One had me broken, yeah. That's why I'm so shy. But I'ma hold you down, cause you turn me around, cause you got my back. Down with the ones, so you up with the set. I love the way you love, baby, you a gem and I like that. Turn me around, cause you got my back. Down with the ones, so you up with the set. I love the way you love, baby, you a gem and I like that.
Hey man, I'ma let you know what time it is right here, right now. It's time for hashtag too many hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or a status, we tend to go in.
Go in.
On the hashtags. Well, this segment right here is called hashtag too many hashtags, where we give you guys all things current, all things trending through the use of hashtags. Now, this is what I was talking about at the beginning of the show. Hashtag thanks Spanx. So the company Spanx, which is like, you know, the shapewear that makes sure that, you know, ladies, fellas, whoever wears this, you know, when they put on these garments, these undergarments, they make sure everything is nice and tight. You know what I'm saying? And they're called Spanx. All right. So the Spanx founder, she goes by the name Sarah Blakely, she gives her employees $10,000 each and 2 first class plane tickets to anywhere in the world. Mia, if you were one of these Spanx employees walking into work, thinking that you're going to be addressed by your fearless leader, the owner, the CEO of Spanx, and she gets on the mic and she tells you this information and announce it to everybody in the company, what's going through your mind?
Lord, thank you for this blessing on my life.
But it's crazy because apparently, like, Spanx recently has signed a deal with Blackstone, and it was a $1.2 billion deal.
And that's what I'm talking about. If you gonna get all this wealth, you know, why not share with the people who have helped push your vision forward? Because I'm not gonna lie, even though I don't work for them, like, Jeff Bezos got all this money, especially since the pandemic. All I see is a whole bunch of fancy trucks and a whole bunch of more warehouses. What are the actual people in those warehouses getting?
That's true, but
you know what I'm saying?
But then again, let's not forget last hashtags, last show, we did talk about how, you know, they have an incentive, a really big incentive for new employees that are signing on to Amazon to work during the holidays.
You're right. See, I tricked you. I was making sure you listened to last week's show. See, there, that's what I'm talking about.
You know, but listen, I was there.
No, I'm talking about the listener, Misa. I know you were here last
show. No, but seriously, I really think that it's amazing that a lot of these CEOs and owners and presidents and founders of these companies are deciding to sow and to give and to share.
And that's great. And we all know that when you sow, you're making room for you to get more. So I think that's awesome. Even the fact that she even went out of the way to even do, what'd you say, plane tickets?
2 first class plane tickets
first
to wherever
class
they wanted to go in the world. And $10,000 worth of spending money when they get
there.
I'm
not gonna lie, I hope she gets blessed above and beyond for doing that for her employees. That's amazing.
Absolutely. And I hope that she hires me. Hashtag Christmas came early.
Hashtag for the employees at Spanx.
Hashtag first class tickets and 10 bands.
Hashtag she deserves a big thanks.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag the sleep shuttle. Travel starved, sleep deprived residents might find a new Hong Kong bus tour to be a snooze. The 47 miles, 5-hour ride on a regular double-decker bus around the territory meant to appeal for people who are easily eluded to go asleep for long rides. So basically, here's what they were saying. For there are so many people who are work so hard in Hong Kong, and therefore they're not able to get sleep at home, but they usually fall asleep on the ride to and from work. So they created a bus that is 5 hours long, taking up 47 miles. And the whole purpose of the bus is for you to solely go to sleep.
Mm.
And the tickets cost between $13 to $51 per person, depending on where you want to sit, on the upper or the lower deck. And they said that they give their passengers goodie bags that includes an eye mask and earplugs for better sleep. Where is this bus? And how can we get it to Atlanta?
I kind of like that idea.
The sole purpose. Like, you know how sometimes, I know for me, I get self-conscious on a bus going to sleep because I feel like somebody messing with me, like, will pull my hair, be in my bag, looking at me weird. But the sole purpose is for everyone to fall asleep.
And the bus driver or?
No, not the bus driver. Okay. Not the bus driver. Okay, but all the passengers, they really set the scene and the ambiance for you to be able to have a peaceful rest while being driven around for the next 5 hours.
I do like that because, I mean, I feel like peace should be found wherever you can get it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I like me a good bus ride. I like me a good
I don't know what it is about when you're riding in the car and going to sleep that just hits totally different.
It really does. But not only that, Mia, but I mean, my only issue with this, because a lot of our AAPI brothers and sisters are just, you know, advanced in the technology industry and whatnot.
They're always ahead of us.
They really are, but I just would not try it if the bus was driving itself.
I just wouldn't try it.
There was somebody that was driving, I guess, 5 hours straight, I would have to make sure that there was somebody else to make sure that they themselves don't fall asleep.
Well, don't forget, that's their job. You know what I'm saying? I think if the bus driver was able to get enough sleep, maybe they might, you know, get a different bus driver every 5 hours for each ride. But I think this is a great idea, and I think they should bring this over to the States. I don't know. Let us know what you guys think. Hashtag today people catch feelings.
Hashtag or can catch a disease.
Hashtag but I'm gonna catch this bus.
Hashtag and catch disease.
Hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, guys, we're giving you hashtag too many hashtags. That's right. All things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag she bought mama and them. So apparently, okay, there was a woman, or I'll say this, a woman was stuck with a $3,100 bill for dinner after her blind date refused to pay for the 23 family members she brought along.
Wait, what? Okay, so this is, okay.
This is what
okay,
I'm saying.
Okay, listen.
Uh-huh.
I know this is going to sound crazy, and y'all going to roast me for this, but when you said blind date, tell me why I thought the man was blind. I was like, well, that's your fault for going with a man who can't see. That's I was about to get on her, but then something told me, no, Mia, a blind date.
Let me get...
Not a blind man.
Let me give you the details. So apparently, a woman and a man was set up on a blind date. Okay,
right, okay.
So they end up meeting with each other. Dude was already there, dressed up, ready for dinner with his blind date. The woman comes and shows up to the date with 23 of her family members to test the generosity of the man that she was set to have the dinner date with. Apparently, they eat, they enjoy, you know, they indulge. The ticket comes, you know what I'm saying? The bill comes. It says 3,100.
Ooh.
And the woman is mad because the man, her date, refused to pay it. And she was stuck with that $3,100 dinner date.
What's the purpose of you bringing your family?
To test the generosity. I don't know.
On a blind date is usually the first date. You brought your whole family on the first date?
To test someone's generosity. That
on the first date?
On the first date.
You just want to know their name. It's blind. You don't even know what he looked like.
Honestly, obviously to me, it seems as if she had different intentions.
Listen, I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke. She's
man,
not.
Man, I think that was just totally out of line. Very disrespectful.
Very.
And how dare you and your
family
members.
And that really showed your intentions at
Absolutely.
The end of the day, too. So go ahead and get every single one of those family members to the back scrubbing them dishes.
I know, that's right.
Unless you're ready to drop that check.
At least something, okay? Something's got to be done. Hashtag, she brought her fam to a date.
Hashtag, she ought to be ashamed of herself.
Hashtag, I would have told the waiter.
Hashtag, hey, bro, I'm paying for myself.
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag, more money, good problem. Starbucks announced last Wednesday that it will be raising its minimum wage across the country to $15 an hour. A news comes amid a labor shortage that happened throughout the pandemic when President Biden signed an executive order in April raising federal contractors' minimum wage to $15 an hour. Starbucks said the pay increase, which is set to be enacted by summer 2022, is one of the most significant investments in its partners, is what the company says for its employees in history. I think this is amazing. And I wanted to make this point because I saw on Instagram, one of my friends, shout out to my friend Trey Varas, he was saying how this whole time people acting as if they can't make money, and can't go out and can't find a job throughout the pandemic, that's over.
Yeah.
We're past that since.
Yeah.
Everybody is hiring. Yes. I remember I passed a Chick-fil-A, they said they were hiring. I passed a Panda Express, they were hiring. Everybody is hiring. So I wanted to make sure I brought this hashtag because I know last week we talked about Amazon raising or giving more money out to their employees.
Right.
And now Starbucks is doing it as well. The holiday season is coming around. I know y'all want to be able to buy nice gifts for your family. And we want y'all to know all that time of wallowing around for not having money is over. There
it's
is
over
money
with.
Everywhere.
Yes. Not only that, but there are opportunities for some of these companies for you to work from home.
Yes. That's why this all makes sense for you to be able to go out and find a good job that pays $15 an hour, y'all. Go ahead and get on that if you want to. Hashtag remember in 2020.
Hashtag when we were jobless and bumming.
Hashtag well, all of that is over.
Hashtag now go get that money.
Hashtag too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag too many hashtags. Tune in next week as we give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
Stick around. We have our male's perspective, Kimo Jones, hopping by to chime in on our conversation. Mia, give him the conversation one time for the one time, okay?
Listen, man, it's all centered around this question. If your partner still regularly talks to their ex, are they cheating?
There you have it. That's your question right there. But listen, we got some good music right here. We got the hitter right here. He never misses. I promise you, he doesn't. Here's Aaron Cole with Cook. Keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to. You already know.
It's Eminem Live Radio. Two up, two down.
Yeah, bro.
Two up,
yeah. I had to cook. I ain't want to end up like Lenny Cook. I am a vet, I give a tech to any rook. I can't get comfortable, even though that I really could. And we up, so it's good, like, oh. I had to cut, ain't wanna hit him like Lenny Cook. I am a vet, I give a tech to any rook. I can get comfortable, even though that I really should. And we up, so it's good, like, whoa. Call. This is what happened when talent gon' work hard. This is what happened when you been on top of the game, but you still gotta do more. People gon' hate on the boy, they been doing it. I was rapping my first bar.
Then what?
But Kelly told me that I'm worth more, so I'm putting my foot on the gas. All of this art that I'm ash.
Ay.
You would think that I play for boss and wait that I'm reaching the mass.
Oh God.
All of these dudes wanna shine, but nobody wanting to grind. He looking at me, wonder how is he hot as July. My will not like other guys, and I got a guy whose favor is different as I just be throwing the lies. If you not with me, then you could just skate on my shot. Cause I gotta get it for moms, right? I gotta get it for pops. He told me, son, you gonna pop. So I had to reach all the dreams. Ain't even get a degree, whoa. I had to cook, I ain't wanna end up like Lenny Cook.
Wow.
I am a vet, I give a tech to any rook. I can't get comfortable, even though that I really could. And we up, so it's good, like, oh. I had to cook, ain't wanna end up like Lenny Cook. I am a vet, I give a tech to any rook. I can get comfortable, even though that I really should. And we up, so it's good, like, whoa. Yeah, I'm not even where I'm supposed to be. All of this pain been the cost of my receipts. You think I'm winning just by looking at my street. Came from the streets, I'm in love with the game. Been at it since the youngin'.
I'm back on where I'm from, we got it all for nothing.
They worry about the money, but I know the hunt is coming. My future looking stunning, I work instead of stunting. I had to cook, I ain't wanna end up like Lenny Cook. I am a vet, I give a tech to any rook. I can't get comfortable, even though that I really could. And we up, so it's good, like, oh. I had to cut, ain't wanna hit him like Lenny Cook.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Aaron Cole. You're listening to My Girls Eminem on Eminem Live Radio. Let's get it.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man, come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo! Yo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the livest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up, bump the speakers loud.
Get ready,
it's about to go down right now.
On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth, turning up for life. On the new
Adult Radio Show in the Nation for inspiration. Eminem Live Radio. That was AC Aaron Cole with Cook. Listen, man, make sure you guys go get your tickets right now to the Two Up, Two Down tour by Aaron Cole. I know he's hitting Houston, Atlanta, and a couple of other places. Man, make sure you guys go run up those ticket sales. Go to twoup2downtour.com and go get your tickets. Shout out to everybody that's tuned into your girls right here, right now. Whether you're tuned in on any of the podcasting platforms we're featured on, that's iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, Spotify, trackstars.com, via their website or their app, or all the way up in Chicago on artsoulradio.com. Listen, we appreciate everybody tuning into your girls right here, right now. I want to brag on Aaron really quick, only because he just dropped his sophomore album, Two Up, Two Down. Make sure you guys go get it on all streaming music platforms. And listen, within the first 2 days of it dropping, he already had three million streams worldwide and for the first 2 days. If that's not legendary / GOAT / everything energy, I don't know what it is, man. Make sure you guys go run up those streams for Two Up, Two Down. And also go get, like I said before, go get the tickets for Aaron's tour. He says it's his first headlining tour. It's his first headlining tour in a minute. Now, those day one A. Cole fans, y'all know, since if y'all been rocking since the West End Mall like Misa and I have, this isn't his first rodeo. But listen, we really want for him to be able to have an amazing show. We want for everyone to show up and show out. So listen, make sure you guys go get your tickets ASAP. But of course, you guys already know we got a great conversation going up this week here on Eminem Live Radio. We're talking love and relationships this week. And we have our very own Male's Perspective, Kimo Jones, to hold it down for the fellas this week. Kimo, he's in studio right here, right now. Kimo, what's going on? Say hey to the people.
What's going on, people? What's good with you, bye?
Listen, Kimo, so let update everybody, because a lot has happened in your life since you've been on the show. Let us know what's been going on.
I got a new job, so I'm now the student pastor of Stockbridge Community Church in Stockbridge, Georgia. Come holla at me.
Hey, man. So how's that been for you?
Man, it's good. It's great to be somewhere where you feel loved and appreciated and people value your expertise, and they're not like looking down on you and being like, hey, you know what I'm saying? This you need to be doing. They're like, hey, Kimo, like, what do you think? Let's do that. I'm like, well, let's do it.
I will tell you, it is amazing. We love our SEC fam. They're so welcoming, and we truly have a great team.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to SEC, man. I love y'all. I know y'all listening.
Listen, I hear you. And listen, I know a lot of them been tapped in, because I've been seeing a lot of, you know, different followers on Eminem Live Radio's page. And I'm like, hey, who are these people? So listen, shout out to the SCC fam for tuning in and rocking with not only Kimo, but your girls here on Eminem Live Radio. Listen, guys, we got a great conversation going up this week here on Eminem Live Radio, and it's all centered around this. We're talking love and relationships as always, but we're asking this. If your partner still regularly, and I mean like often, talks to their ex, are they cheating? And listen, we got a lot of comments. Y'all had a lot to say about this one, okay? Listen, shout out to everybody that commented on this week's question on Instagram and Twitter, Facebook. We see absolutely everybody. Now, if you want to go ahead and comment, hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. Facebook, too, if you got it, at MM Live Radio. And let us know where you guys stand on the conversation. But really quick, here are some of our favorite comments we got over on Instagram.
Here we go, man. Shout out to our good friend, The Aaron Effect on Instagram. She says, beloved, regardless, this doesn't work for me. Okay.
You almost read that in Aaron's voice.
I almost read it in Aaron's voice, man. I appreciate your love, E. Here we have another one. My Karis. This person says, regularly for what, though? We have another one at XNXN3E. This person says, some may say no, but like, why are you talking to your ex, though? Like, y'all friends, buddy, buddy.
Listen, guys, again, this week's conversation is all centered around this question right here. If your partner still regularly talks to their ex, are they cheating?
Here we go. Shout out to Ayana _. She says, they not cheating unless the conversation is inappropriate. But what are we talking about? What could y'all possibly be discussing? Y'all not friends? LOL. We have another one here. Kaven Ashley, she says, I think this is case by case, but for me, yes. Shout out to our friend, yes, Imijna. This person says, they not cheating, but I mean, like, why are they talking? I mean, we have time for a few more.
We got time for a couple of more comments. Again, guys, if you want to give your comments on social media, hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. Facebook, too, if you got it, at MM Live Radio. And let us know where you stand on this week's conversation. The question is this. If your partner still regularly talks to their ex, are they cheating? Couple of more before we go into the next part right here. We have Erica Koblal. She says, it depends on the context and conversation. Like, if there is a kid between you and ex, I'd be okay with it. And we have one more right here with Love Star. She says, no, adults should have self-control and trust. Listen, this is a lot of mixed comments going up here on Eminem Live Radio. Listen, when we come back, we got even more comments than that because y'all are still going crazy on social media. And of course, you guys already know, again, hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio and Facebook too at Eminem Live Radio. And let us know if you still talk to your partner regularly. I mean, is that cheating? Let us know. And then after the break, we're even going to give you guys our opinions on this week's conversation. And also, listen, okay, so while that marinates, you still try to figure out what's really going on, whether you're on the yes side, the no side. Make sure you tell us why you feel that way. We have something special going on for you right here, right now. We call this our 1 minute inspiration. Yes, we are all about the motivation, positivity, and encouragement. Give us 60 minutes. We're going to make some shake. But listen, give us 60 seconds and we can turn your 24 hours around in that time. And Mia right here, right now, has got your 1 minute inspiration. This week's inspiration is all about two pens. I saw a super fancy, shiny metal pen that immediately grabbed my attention. I picked up the pen, but as I used it, the ink started to run out and it was not working. So instead, I grabbed a regular, degular, uninteresting pen. It was just like your average-looking pen, but nothing special. But that pen was efficient and worked perfectly for exactly what I needed it for. So what am I saying? Here it is. I thought that just because the first pen was shiny and fancy, it would work, but instead it didn't live up to the essence that it was originally originated for. But the average everyday looking pen was exceptional despite the fact that it wasn't appealing to the eye. Just because he's tall and fine, girl, doesn't mean that he's meant to be all mine, okay? Just because a new job has a shiny building and an office with a view doesn't mean it won't bring you stress. Just because that church got lights and cameras doesn't mean that the pastor ain't trifling. Uh-huh, yeah, that's right. We're going to talk about it. All that glitters, y'all, is not gold, baby. And don't be fooled by the clout, the aesthetic, the clothes, or any of that. The contents of their heart and character and morals are what matters most. That's what matters most than anything. What's the point of if it's pleasing to the eye if it doesn't serve its purpose? So fix your eyes on what matters most. Boom, there you have it, your 1 minute inspiration. Go ahead and take that ballpoint pen that you got from that executive in the trash and pick up that one in the back of your mama's big purse. And listen, let's talk about this for a quick second because I feel like I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna rant really quick. That makes me mad because you see something that's really nice and shiny. The pen was really, really pretty too. And plus it was free, so I didn't have to pay nothing for it. And it makes me mad when the reason why you have something that looks so great and that everybody will love and wants, it's terrible on the inside. Have y'all ever seen an avocado? I'm going somewhere with this, I promise. You open an avocado and you cut it open on the inside, it's all rotten.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like it sucks when you have something that looks as if it would be promising, but yet it does not serve its purpose. So therefore, I always say this to people, don't be fooled by, especially like followers and clout and people, how people look, the contents of their character and their heart is what's really going to take them far.
Yeah, everything you see, you don't need. You know what I'm saying? And it just boils down to that. So I really hope that 1 minute inspiration really picked you up on today and just gave you an opportunity to just like look at yourself and ask a few questions, okay? Because I mean, like, there's nothing wrong with just having a little conversation, a little self-aware pep talk with yourself. But listen, we got some more good conversation. Of course, we have our male's perspective, Kimo Jones in the stew.
Yes, sir.
He in the stew with us, with Mia. Let's get to some more good music.
Let's get to some more good music, man. Of course, you guys already know if we got Kimo in studio, that means he's got a song he wants to hear this week. So, Kimo, what is your pick of the week this week, sir?
Hey, man. So, I was at race track over on the south side and I ran into 1K Few and I was like, hey, what's going on, bro? And so, you know, I gotta make sure I shout out my bro, man, East Atlanta boys for life. So shout out to 1K Few. We're playing Wildin' Out by 1K Few.
Now there's something now, Few told you something while you were at the gas station,
yeah,
right?
He did. He told me that he, Few that is, and Lecrae are gonna be dropping a project. So you know that's an Eminem Live Radio exclusive.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Exclusive right here. You know, be saying? On the lookout for some new Few and Lecrae coming very soon. But again, guys, here it is. Here's Kimo's pick of the week. Here's Wildin' Out by 1K Few featuring Lecrae. Keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to. You already know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Time to go wildin' out, yeah. Better we wildin' out, yeah. Right now. Take off on them, party my love. Right now, yeah, party my love.
how we got it. And it will get real if you do it like that. Had to stay down with it, four flats on a Cadillac. Hey, stop going up like that. Had to hit the block and get crazy. Told it we'll be right back. Right now.
Y'all forgot I'm on a mission. Y'all forgot I done been did it. All that little cap and I live it. Y'all done got off of your pivot. Let's get back to business.
Can I get a witness? Cause I did from the beginning. I went to talking a minute. No, we not finished. When you get through it, don't send it. Watch out for Dennis the Menace. This ain't no scrimmage. Look at you. Why would you put on? Stick to whatever you stood on. I'm at that neck cause that's one of them places I'm keeping my foot on. Feel my tongue. Come on. Yeah. And you know we gon' take off like. Yeah. Look at me, I just took off.
That's next week's question on Eminem Live Radio. How do you spell
yearn?
Do you say a N or a Y?
I say yearn.
Oh, I say nyearn.
You say nyearn.
What do you say, Misa? I say, my name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. And we are going in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, that was I'm just kidding. That was Wildin' Out by 1K Few featuring Lecrae.
Listen, we got more great music where that came from, so keep it locked right here on, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. But listen, man, we got a great conversation going up this week here on Eminem Live Radio. It's all centered around this question right here. Like we said, we're talking love and relationships this week here on Eminem Live Radio. And we're talking about this. If your partner still regularly talks to their ex, is that considered cheating? Listen, we got a lot of comments on social media. Shout out to everybody that commented or still commenting on social media. If you still want to go ahead and comment, again, hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. And Facebook, too, if you got it, at MM Live Radio. You can even follow our personal pages at that to even see what we say about this week's conversation and what our friends got to say about it. But listen, really quick, here are some more of our favorite comments we got over on social media.
Here we go. Shout out to our friend KingDub24 on IG. He says, it depends on the conversations. I'm normally still friends with my exes because we started off as friends. But I also know how to respect my relationship and expect for my ex that's now a friend to do the same. Here we go. Shout out to Kyra Claxton. Love you, girl. She says, I don't know about cheating, but you are definitely disrespecting me at that point.
Listen, shout out to everybody that commented on this week's question. Now, listen, that's all the comments we're going to read this week on Eminem Live Radio. But listen, we see everything. We see every comment. We appreciate everybody tapping into this week's conversation. Now, if you still want to go ahead and comment, go ahead and do so. But of course, you guys already know you got to get our opinions, the conversation going and flowing here on Eminem Live Radio. So, of course, we got to start with our male's perspective, our special guest, Kimo Jones. Kimo, so what do you think? If your partner still regularly talks to their ex, is that considered cheating?
What is y'all talking about? And who is regular?
Well, it's Kimo. Is it considered cheating, though?
Yes. I think so. I mean, it's just, like, weird. Like, I think it's just inappropriate. Like, I just feel like it's, like,
so regardless if they're talking, what the contents of what they're talking about, just them talking in general,
I think so.
Is inappropriate.
I think so, yeah. I mean, because, like, what are y'all talking about?
Because don't forget, you're coming from a married man's standpoint. So yeah. I can see why you say that. So let's say if you were just dating, would you still consider it cheating?
What are y'all talking about?
So what? Okay.
What is the conversation that's being had? Regular?
Okay, listen.
What are you talking about regularly?
Okay, listen. Okay, so let's say
you're in the midst of what they're talking about. If you knew what they were talking about, would you then feel more comfortable?
Let me tell you something. You know how folks be like, I can teach you how to flip $100? I don't care if they talking about Forex. If you talking to them regularly, I feel disrespected. I know. Like, even if there was like in a small group, it's just like, sit on my side. Don't be talking to them regularly.
This is hilarious. But honestly, I can agree with Kimo.
Misa told me I can't even hug my ex.
You better not touch it. but this is the thing. Like, to me, the thing that sticks out to me in this conversation is the word regularly. I mean, I talk to you on a regular.
Yeah.
And that's often. But we're family. That's different. But
I talk to my friends regularly.
But I guess what I'm saying is however often it is, that's what I'm trying to measure this by. You know what I'm saying? I talk to you often. How about this? I talk to my grandmother often.
Okay.
Yeah. Regularly. You know, on a regular. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's a common occurrence.
It's a common occurrence. You know what I'm saying? It happens more than just...
That's disrespectful.
Exactly. So basically, you see what I'm saying, where I'm trying to get at regarding the word regularly. My thing is, if you're talking to them regularly, what are you talking about?
What are you talking? Like, y'all just doing life updates? Y'all dating?
At this point, yeah. You're seriously dating at this point. If you're talking to your ex regularly, knowing what experiences you shared with your ex, knowing
the chemistry you used to have,
the pet names y'all used to have, reminiscing the memories. What are you talking
okay,
about?
Okay, so I want to come at this from all sides. For me, I want to... Part of me doesn't want to say it's cheating because I don't want to sound as if like I'm being like super sus and like always on them. You know what I'm saying? Because I know people who are friends with their ex, but like, you know, it was a bad breakup and they're just solely friends. I know people who are friends with their ex and therefore it's cool. So I'm trying to weigh this from all sides. So let's say the breakup was bad and they said they're doing business together and they have to talk to each other often. Because I think maybe the contents of what's being
regularly.
So, but when you do, I'm in business with Misa. I talk to her often about it. My family.
Something.
So therefore, I'm saying, well, listen. So I'm saying if you're doing business with a person and you have to talk every day, often, you know what I'm saying? And it's business related. And let's say the relationship ended bad and that's it. Let's even go further and say that they're in a new relationship.
There's 7 billion people in this world. I can do business with anybody. It ain't gotta be that part. It ain't gotta be my
but
ex.
Let's say it was. Then is it considered cheating?
I'ma quit.
What?
I'ma quit.
No.
I can't do it.
You're not gonna quit your job just because it's your ex.
So, okay. No. This is the thing. Okay.
Is it because it's the ex? What is it about being an ex that always gives it a bad connotation?
Boundaries, yeah. Mia. Boundaries.
Because there's a lot of people out here who do not respect boundaries.
Yeah.
You know, like they're willing to push the envelope. And people out here nowadays are ruthless and they do not care about you being married in a relationship, committed. It doesn't matter. They do not care.
And we humans, so we always got control of our thoughts. Sometimes I think things I ain't supposed to be thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So the last thing I need to do is be thinking something and my thought accidentally slipped out my mouth. Now I'm in trouble because I'm over here playing.
I just feel like this. Okay, like for example.
And now I done said something crazy. Now she thinking that we got a chance of getting back together.
If you regularly go to the pool, just to be around the pool, eventually you're going to want to put your foot and dip in the pool.
Now let's see, but not if you drowned in that pool. And then you're not going to want to swim no more. You can go out there just to hang out.
Then why are you still out there?
Right.
If I almost drowned at the beach, best believe I ain't going there no more.
That's true.
That is true.
If you almost died at Six Flags, I ain't going to Six Flags.
Okay, so listen. So let's say in the scenario that the partner is aware that they're talking to their ex. They know. They know that they talk often. You know,
the partner is aware that the other partner is talking to.
Personally, to me, I feel like if I'm just now, if I realize out of nowhere, and I look at your phone log, and I'm like, you talking to your ex every day? Then to me, it's a problem because you were hiding it. But let's say you know, and let's say you walk around the house and you hear them talking. You know what I'm saying? And let's say you like the ex. Is it then still cheating?
This is my thing, Mia. If Kimo walks around, if I know that Kimo's talking to his ex, right?
And y'all are friends.
And no, not even that. Not even that. I'm just saying up front for Misa. If Kimo walking around the house and he's like, oh, I'm talking to my ex. I'm like, okay. First of all, I already got a little, you know, I already feel a little type of way, even though he told me, you know what I'm saying? And I hear him say, girl, you crazy.
I'm pissed already. I don't care what the conversation is. I don't care what y'all talking about. Y'all could be talking about the moon.
So are we saying
that context, regardless what the context is, it's not important?
Regardless
of what they're talking about, either way, it's inappropriate and it's wrong. It is cheating.
Yes. Yes.
Why though?
I just feel like it's not necessarily cheating. It's just like inappropriate. You know what I'm saying? And it can potentially lead to cheating.
It leads to cheating.
Yeah. So my thing is like, why not set healthy boundaries? That's my only thing.
And why let's put yourself healthy... in that? Why put yourself in that predicament? So are we saying that? When it comes to boundaries, who all needs to be aware of the boundaries? Is it the people who are in the actual relationship and the ex, or is it just between the people in the relationship?
Everybody needs to know.
So what do you have like a meeting? Like how does that all go down?
So if I'm the person in the middle, I got the ex and I have a new partner. I need to let my partner know, hey, look, like I got this business thing going on with my ex. I want you to know every step of the process. I'm keeping my location on. I'm texting you. I'm updating you because I don't want you, the person I'm in love with currently, to feel disrespected that I'm hanging out or talking regularly, even in a business sense, to the person who I once had love for. Because I ain't gonna lie, sometimes, you know, it's kind of hard to forget the emotions that you once had for your ex. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, my thing is, if I'm regularly tied to this person, or I was once regularly tied to this person, and now we're having interactions on a regular basis, I'm gonna remember those feelings that I once regularly had.
So therefore, are you saying that, okay, let's say there's someone who they regularly talk to their ex, right? Let's say a guy is regularly talking to his ex and his girl feels uncomfortable and she tells him that. Would he be wrong for disregarding and being like, well, no, this is just my ex. It's not that big of a deal.
Absolutely. You have to do whatever it takes to save your relationship.
Even if you're just dating. What do you think, Misa?
Because Misa's my wife now, but we were just dating at the time. And so why would I forfeit my future for my past?
That's true. I ain't got nothing to say to that.
that's good right there.
Y'all tweet that.
The only thing is that I'm just trying to look at it from all sides, because there are people who are cool with their ex. Even their partner is cool with the ex.
No, you're very true. But like one of our followers said, shout out to Erica. She said like if there's a kid involved, you're gonna have to talk to them. But even with that, like I'm not sure if it'll even be regularly. It may be like every now and then type. I don't know. I've never been in that situation where a kid was involved and me and, you know, the baby's father was no longer together or anything like that. But you do have to set healthy boundaries.
Let me tell you something. Me and Misa break up. Best believe I'm still going to try to slide.
So is you not talking to your ex at all a boundary you set from the jump in dating? Or is it something that you set, like, are boundaries something that you set along the way? Or do you set it from first date?
You set it along the way, because sometimes you don't know what boundary needs to be set until after that boundary is broken and you feel upset about it.
Mm. Anyway. You feel the same way?
I do.
Can I tell you something?
I do.
I think you missed this. I said, if me and Misa break up, I'm still going to be trying to slide.
See?
Why? Because we got history and you looking real fine. I want to make you mine again, baby girl.
Listen, y'all. We want to know what y'all think about this week's conversation.
I'm a fool.
If your partner still regularly talks to your ex, are they cheating? Listen, let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. In the meantime, let's go ahead and hit them with some love songs in the midst of this conversation. Here's Fool by Caleb Mitchell featuring Xavier Omar. Then we got some John Gibbs after that. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's MM Live Radio.
Everything feel a little different. Lately you been moving so strange. You telling me that everything's fine, but it's written all over your face.
What's on your mind, my darling?
Whatever's wrong, I make it right. I was so cold, I made a ice. Until you pour into my life. Gave me a new perspective. Changed me for the better. Now I'm feeling all this distance. It's different when we get together, baby.
Tell me why. I don't wanna play the fool.
Leave the room, it's gonna give up.
But it's feeling like we fell out of love. Fell out of love.
with y'all till last night. Acting like everything's fine. Baby, I know things ain't exactly how we wanna be, but I still get butterflies. Baby, don't tell me you'll die. Might be naive and act like it's not happening. Don't wanna let go unless you say so.
Nice.
You're back with your girls, Misa and Mia, from You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio.
Yes, yes. Shout out to everyone who tuned in to this week's show, man. Whether you tune in for the very first time or you don't miss a single show, we are so glad you spent the last hour rocking with your girls.
If you enjoyed this week's show, post a screenshot of you listening to the show on any of the podcasting platforms you listen on. Post it to your Instagram and tag us at MM Live Radio and we'll repost it.
Yes, yes, yes. And we shout out to everyone who tuned in to the show, man. We always love your love and support. But one time for the one time, huge shout out to our male's perspective, Kimo Jones, for joining us on this week's show. Kimo, give everyone your social media so that they can follow you.
Hey, man, you can follow me at The Kimo Jones on everything. That's T-H-E-K-E-M-O-J-O-N-E-S.
Yes, and do you have any other final words to give to the people?
Yeah, man. Don't make Jesus just your Lord, I mean, your Savior. Make him your Lord, too. You know what
Capital
I'm saying?
Capital L.
Capital L. Do what he say.
I love that.
What he says, man. Tune into Eminem Live Radio next week because, like always, we'll have more hashtags, conversation, music, and so much more. So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But of course, we got to get the credit where it's due.
You know it. Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O., Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show. But listen, your girls got to get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right, turn up because that is not an option.
Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up, bump the speakers loud. Turn it up, here we go.